I'll tell you what this is. This is too little, too late. You see, the president's press person has finally condemned the protests that were outside of our Supreme Court justice's home over the weekend. But the president still hasn't said anything himself. I mean, I'm just wondering, if these things, you know, turn into something more, should we be holding him responsible for inciting violence, for refusing to actually call it out? This is serious stuff. We're going to get into all of it. I am on it. Plus, we got to talk about Jeff Bezos, because he's sure looking like a hypocrite these days. The Amazon founder and owner of The Washington Post doesn't want unions in his shop. So now Amazon is firing organizers? Doesn't seem to be so in line, shall we say, with that whole Democratic Party thing, right? Not at all. Nor, frankly, the law of the land. We're going to get into this. And we've got a story we got to tell you about, because all this inflation that the president is trying to blame entirely on Vladimir Putin. Not correct. I'm going to get into that. I'll explain. Anyway, it's causing some trouble with his poll numbers. You see, this shortage of oil is causing gas prices to skyrocket. And a new poll is showing Americans are fed up. Meanwhile, it's not just gas prices that are moving up. It's not just oil that's experiencing a shortage. No. In Joe Biden's America, believe it or not, even infant baby formula has a supply chain issue. Parents across the country are growing pretty desperate. We'll talk about that story and explosive new details on Biden's new government disinformation board. Suffice it to say, Nina Jankowicz is one piece of work and most definitely should not be in charge of deciding what's real and what's not real these days. Welcome, everyone, to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. Good to have you here. As you know, portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com to find out more about how you can get a gold-backed IRA today. Legacypminvestments.com. We're actually going to talk some more later in the show about investing in light of all the volatility we're seeing. All right, let's turn to our top story, the Biden administration's total utter failure to recognize the danger of protesters gathering outside our Chief Justice's homes. Despite a weekend of pro-choice activists harassing Supreme Court justices at their homes, the White House has stood by and really not done anything. They didn't say anything until Tuesday, days later. And that's when their press person, Jen Psaki, finally came out and tweeted, "At POTUS strongly believes in constitutional right, the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism." Yeah, you think? Judges perform an incredibly important function in our society, and they must be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety. I just want to know, where's the president himself on this? Why hasn't he come out and said that? Why didn't he tweet that? You know, one has to wonder at what point will our country blame President Biden if these protests get out of hand? Because you see, by staying silent, isn't he effectively egging on his supporters? Oh, I can think of someone that they would have said that about, right? You know, look, it's wrong. It's just wrong. Any way you slice it, he needs to get out in front of this. He needs to set some kind of standard as the president. But you understand, of course, he can't. He can't because this is politics at its worst. You see, the Democrats now know that they have totally failed to control inflation. They know that we lost too many people in that quick exit out of Afghanistan. They know that the border situation is out of control. And they know Americans are struggling as they watch this tragedy unfold in Ukraine. So sadly, it all means they got nothing to run on except for, oh, the Supreme Court issue. Isn't that a shame? You know, it is a shame, but it's important we educate ourselves about all this. And as this fight for the unborn is raging in our country, I want to tell you about a new movie, because this unprecedented leak by the Supreme Court has really, I think, caused a lot of people to think about things that they had not thought about in quite some time. During this critical time, this new movie has just come out, award-winning film, The Matter of Life. It cuts through the rhetoric. It cuts through the hatred. Helps to expose the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life is going to begin in theaters nationwide. It'll be there for two nights only, May 16th and May 17th. So if you care about protecting the unborn, I think this is a movie you're really not going to want to miss. And even if you're on the other side of this issue, you should see it, right? This is about being an informed citizen. Go to fathomevents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16th or May 17th. And have your life transformed here as you watch this film, The Matter of Life. Go to Fathom, that's F-A-T-H-O-M events.com. Remember, this really is a kind of battle that's taking place politically, emotionally in America. And so whether you're pro-choice, whether you're pro-life, you know what? It doesn't matter. If you're in between, you got to see this film. You need to be informed. That is, if you can be, right? I mean, in all seriousness, because the Biden administration is now working overtime to ensure that only certain kinds of speech can be heard. Nina Jankowicz, our Homeland Security's choice to run this government disinformation board, seems to think it's okay to be using taxpayer dollars to stamp out, oh, I don't know, any conservative disinformation viewpoints that she and her party disagree with. Look, the problem here, well, there's many problems on many, many different levels, but let's just start with this. You got a woman who's running the disinformation board that, let me put this nicely. She is a total hack, a total political hack. In fact, reporting from a number of outlets now, including the Daily Mail, which did a pretty comprehensive look at her Twitter account, her Twitter history, you can see that she is spouting a party line and a party line only. She positively hated Donald Trump, the candidate for whom half the country voted for, and she was instrumental in trying to advance that Christopher Steele dossier that was later discredited. Think about that. The person who's in charge of disinformation, what's real, what's not, actually bought that disinformation hook, line, and sinker for herself. So how exactly are we supposed to have a woman who will go to, it seems, you know, whatever lengths to endorse whatever point of view is popular in her party at the moment? A woman who will just say whatever I guess she thinks needs to be said to get her candidate elected, her platform for the Democrats advanced. I mean, think about this and the significance of it. Think about how clueless the Biden team is by trying to put someone into a position that's a political hack. I mean, in something as important as this so-called government disinformation board, which is being nicknamed the Ministry of Truth, because we are talking Orwellian style stuff. I'll tell you this, Congress needs to fight this tooth and nail, because if the Democrats are successful in shutting down conservative speech, we will no longer be the United States of America. All right, I want to turn to some of the economic news we heard from the president today. I guess he's trying to get ahead of that inflation report, which is coming tomorrow. I have predicted that we would see double-digit increases in prices that consumers pay for goods. We're already at 8.5%. It could go even higher tomorrow. I expect it to at least be in the 8% range, and we will be getting to double digits. Look, you got a lot of things going on and a lot of things that are contributing to this, including the never-ending money printing by our Federal Reserve. The president is trying, however, to just blame it all on Putin, right? COVID and then Putin. It's a whole lot more complicated than that. I know that. Biden's economic team knows that. And you know what? Americans know it. Americans know it. And that's why you're seeing some of these polls really show their dissatisfaction, if you would, with President Biden. And a new poll out today by Rasmussen finds that 82% of likely U.S. voters are concerned about rising energy and gasoline prices. 82%. 60% say they're very concerned. Very concerned. And they would favor a law that would dramatically increase oil and gas drilling in the United States of America, including 47% who would strongly favor such a law, right? Because you want to be energy independent. You want to be able to take care of yourself. Certainly what we're seeing overseas has taught us that. Gas prices, meanwhile, they're nearing a record high, up 14 cents from just last week, pushing the national average to $4.33 per gallon. So he can spin this however he wants. He can say it's, you know, Putin's gas hike. But the truth is, It's poor policy choices from the United States of America. Hey, look, if they wanted to fix this, they could go out and drill a whole bunch more. They never should have shut down Keystone. There are ways to address this crisis. You don't just sit there and play the blame game. Americans are too smart for all of it. You know, I said all along that inflation was not transitory, that it was a whole lot more than just some supply chain issues. Well, now things are getting even scarier because you've got mothers and fathers all over the country right now facing a terrifying shortage of baby formula, which has become nearly impossible to find. You know, remember we went through this with Lysol and hand sanitizer during COVID? Well, now you got major chains like Walmart and Target, other big grocery stores saying, you know what? You can only have a limited number of infant formula containers. So this isn't good. I mean, it's actually kind of scary. Parents whose babies need these very specific brands in some cases because of allergies are really pretty frustrated, understandably so, and very stressed because they can't find the darn infant formula in the store for their own children. Shelves are bare. This is not okay. This is Joe Biden's America. I know the mainstream media says, well, it's all tied to this one plant. I think it was out in Michigan where they had a problem. They're pointing the finger at Abbott Laboratories, which is the manufacturer of these powdered formulas. So back in February, they had to recall some of the powder from one of their factories in Michigan. So this kind of, you know, created a domino effect. And now we're where we are now. But it's more than that, because if I'm the president of the United States and I see this going on, you know what I'm going to do? The first thing I'm going to do is pick up the phone and call the head of Abbott Laboratories and get more formula on the shelves and call everybody else I can. We need baby formula, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is just, it's out of control. But we have a team, in my view, in place that has made some very bad policy choices. And we are now feeling the effects of all of this, which is why you're seeing some of this volatility, right, in the markets. And there was more of it today. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Jeff Bezos and his hypocrisy, because it's really quite something. But before we do, I just want to mention, while we're talking about markets, one of our great sponsors on this program, Legacy Precious Metals. I probably don't have to tell you how bad inflation is. I think you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people feel it. And I think you know how concerned I've been about it for some time. And it's the reason why I've insisted that people need these diversified portfolios and they have to predict some clarity in their lives, right? And to do that, one of the best ways you can do that is to invest in gold. I really think that that is one perfect way to hedge all your inflation, including what, the 31% increase in food prices that we got this week, this according to the Farmers Index over last year. I mean, that is a lot. So you want to diversify. If you want to be able to plan your future out, gold is one of those tools that you can use to hedge all that inflation. So I encourage you to go to legacypminvestments.com. These are really great guys. I know them personally. Charles has been on the show. You may have seen him, the CEO of the company. 1-866-589-0560. 1-866-589-0560. They will help you out. They will help you figure out how you can invest in gold, including maybe a gold-backed IRA or the actual stuff. So do call them today. Let me turn to Jeff Bezos, because I would just say that this is once again emblematic of the hypocrisy that you so often see on the left. Jeff Bezos might, in fact, even be kind of more of a hypocrite than anyone thought. I mean, this is pretty wild. He's out there, you know, super liberal, runs in the Washington Post, or owns it, I should say. And he is in hot water now because he's not okay with unions. His company, Amazon, has just been caught firing employees that were responsible for creating a union in one of his biggest shops. Think about that. I mean, it's kind of amazing, right? Amazon gets rid of these guys because, well, one would have to assume, they're saying it's job performance, but one would have to question why they got rid of them in a time like this, when these were the guys that were responsible, of course, for the creation of a union in their shop. Company doesn't want a union, And while, look, I get it and I can understand why management maybe doesn't want one, the reality is this. You know what? You can't do that, Jeff Bezos. You can't do that, Amazon. You can't fire people for trying to start a union at your company. And yet, well, we don't know. I suppose this will go to a much higher level, but it doesn't seem good. The employees themselves say they were fired for organizing the shop that resulted in the company's first unionized warehouse in the United States. In fact, they say that they had been working to organize workers at the e-commerce giant's warehouses on New York's Staten Island for some time. And then, you know, recently were fired just after this all went through. So, look, I'll just say this. It's not a good look, not a good look at all. And perhaps does speak to some of that hypocrisy that we often talk about. I want to thank you for tuning in today, for getting all your headlines from me. Just a quick reminder, you can check us out at trishintel.com. Do make sure that you have subscribed to this show. And you can do that on Apple iTunes or on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I hope that you have subscribed to the channel, and I hope to see you right back here tomorrow.